The other day I saw an interview with the lead guitarist for U2, The Edge. He was at his studio doing some guitar tests. And while he was tuning up, he talked about the difference between a showboating guitarist who tries to steal the spotlight from everyone else and a guy who's just trying to be part of the team. He said he likes to approach his role in the band by taking the latter approach, trying to find places where he can serve best. And that got me thinking. I know that as a culture, we can sometimes reward dynamic leaders who enjoy being the center of attention. And I know from experience that these types of lead guitarists can be difficult to share the stage with. They have a tendency to hold the spotlight squarely on themselves. But that's not how it's supposed to be. As Christians, we're called to have a servant's heart. See how Paul put it when writing to the church in Philippi? Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of others. In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who, being in the very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. Throughout his earthly ministry, Jesus would embody Paul's advice, serving his disciples. And on more than one occasion, Christ made an extra effort to direct the attention away from him and placed it on his Heavenly Father or the Holy Spirit. In preaching, he told his audience that he was seeking to bring worshipers to the Father and that his Father loves and desired a relationship with them. And even in teaching his disciples to pray, he turned the spotlight on the Heavenly Father, revealing to them that the very source and substance of his life was to complete his Father's will and not his own. He was certain of his role and identity as Son of God, and that's why he could serve those around with joy. I know that if we can follow his cue and seek to receive from the Father through him and then turn to serve one another with humility and love, we'll really begin to make some great music together. I'm Joseph Tkach, speaking of life.